Newsmakers is a production of Wisconsin Eye. To keep programs like this free and accessible to all, please consider a charitable gift to wisi.org/donate or text WISI to 44321. This program is brought to you from Wisconsin Eye's Margaret Farrow Studio.
Hello and welcome to Newsmakers. I'm your host, Lisa Pugh. In the midst of declining enrollment, Wisconsin's institutions for higher education are making the case to increase their operating budgets and financial aid, saying it's crucial to building Wisconsin's workforce and to the health of Wisconsin's economy. Joining Newsmakers today to talk about their budget priorities and the reasons for the increased requests are Dr. Mona Foy from the Wisconsin Technical College System and President Jay Rothman from the UW-Wisconsin system. Thank you both for joining us today.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So Joint Finance Committee beginning their deliberations very shortly on the UW system and the technical college system. What are your key priorities, things you hope they are considering in these final days?
We really have five main budget requests that were built as with our stakeholders within the system. The most significant, of course, the largest dollar amount is for grants to our colleges, so those are funds that go directly to our 16 institutions to support their programming, their student success initiatives, and to just deliver on our commitment to filling the talent pipeline for Wisconsin.
You have the workforce advancement training grants, yep. A system office increase, and then student financial assistance, I think, totaling $87.6 million
for a
request.
Yep.
President Rothman?
Correct. You know, Wisconsin is in a war for talent. I think you heard Dr. Foy just mention that. We need more nurses and engineers and educators and data scientists. So our budget request, which is 4% on the operating side in each year of the biennium, is really to address those needs, to build the capacity we need to educate students in those high demand areas, as well as to attract them and get them enrolled and get them graduated. So that's really the focus of our budget moving forward.
4% operating funding increase, 4% employee pay increase, and then the Wisconsin tuition promise, which we'll talk a little bit more about, that total request, $262.6 million, mm-hmm. plus a capital budget request.
Plus the capital budget,
capital
correct.
Budget request. We'll get in more detail about both of those requests. President Rothman, I wanted to ask you, in your budget testimony where you first shared these priorities before the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities, you said the problems the UW system is facing are not new, but they are more urgent. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think you look at where Wisconsin is in terms of its need for those high-demand programs in particular. And those jobs are going to move out of the state unless we fill them here. Engineering jobs, you know, those types of jobs, the data scientists, that can be done elsewhere in the country. And if we don't fill them here, those jobs will leave the state. And when they leave the state, they're not coming back. My experience from the private sector, I saw this happen again and again. I don't think Wisconsin can afford that. And those jobs that can't be moved, whether it's in the healthcare field or if it's teachers, there's going to be less accessibility and, by definition, lower quality. Wisconsin deserves better than that.
Dr. Foy, you've had a couple of biennial budgets under your belt. We hear lobbyists all the time say it's urgent, crisis. We need the money more than ever. Is that really true this time around?
Yes, I think it's actually we're in a critical point, as President Rothman just mentioned, that right now I have witnessed, you're right, I've been through this process several times. And every biennium, there are certain industries that are looking for talent. You know, a few years ago, healthcare and the pandemic was just driving incredible demand. But right now, that's universal. So it's happening in every part of the state, and it's across all industries.
You've never seen that before?
I've never seen it this happening in this intensity and with this comprehensive nature, where it's like every single industry is looking for new talent and new skills. And there are a lot of folks who are changing their career path right now. And so they, as individuals, also need to acquire new skills. And that is putting tremendous pressure on colleges to deliver on those, creating those opportunities, working with their employer partners to meet their demand. And it's also that the pace of change in the world of work, in the economy, that increases every year. And so we are now at the fastest rate of change that we've ever seen on the planet. And that requires a new way of delivering education. It requires a new way of providing support services. It's not enough to just say we're going to offer something these times of day or these days of the week or in this format, in person, online. Students are expecting a lot more variety and flexibility, and so are employers. And so all of those things are coming together to put real pressure on higher education right now to do new things.
Another pressure on education, declining enrollment. I know both systems are facing historic declining enrollment. A recent Wisconsin Policy Forum report highlighted both funding and enrollment challenges across the higher education system. They say enrollment declines in Wisconsin's public institutions are really outpacing national trends. We're looking at some enrollment numbers from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. They say between 2012 and 2021, system-wide enrollment decreased 9.9%. In the UW system, four-year campus enrollment is down 5.7%, the lowest since 2000. In the technical college system, a full-time equivalent enrollment decreased 24.6% over the last decade. However, I know you've said, Dr. Foy, that enrollments are up from the previous year, not yet back to pre-pandemic levels. What do you point to, I'd say, President Rothman, as the main reasons for declining enrollment?
Well, I look at it and say part of it was COVID-driven. There's no question about that. In fact, our incoming freshman class in the fall of last year was the largest that it's been in 2018, since 2018. And our admissions and applications and our admissions for this coming fall are running ahead of that. So we are cautiously optimistic that we're seeing some turn in that. But there are factors. I mean, there are demographic factors in the state. There are fewer high school graduates, and we know what that pipeline is for the next 18 years. But I think we also have to look at something in Wisconsin. It's the participation rate. It's the number of high school graduates who are going on to higher education, whether that's in the tech college system or the university system, is declining.
Is that concerning?
It is very concerning. And you look around the Midwest, we are lower than Minnesota and Iowa and Illinois and Michigan. So all of the states around us are having more people go on to some form of higher education. That ought to be very concerning to the state of Wisconsin. And that's why I think both the UW system and the Tech College are looking at ways to try to drive that enrollment level, because it's for the health of the state of Wisconsin. We're both here. We're both entities created by the state. We are here to serve the state of Wisconsin. If we don't do that, Wisconsin is going to fall behind competitively in the Midwest, but we're not even competing in the Midwest. We're competing nationally, and we're competing globally. And that ought to be a very, very much of a concern to us going forward.
Why do you think Wisconsin looks different than Midwest neighbors in terms of that enrollment difference?
Well, first I would say that we do look different at the two-year space as well, because we've seen a real reversal in the last couple of years on our enrollments. Our headcount enrollment did go up 10% between the numbers you have and 2022, and we're expecting to see a similar growth this year when we get those final annual numbers in.
You're confident that's a turnaround?
I think it's a trend that reflects a couple of things. As President Rothman said, obviously the pandemic had a big impact. In our case, I think it affected our students' ability and space and time and resources to go to college, because so many of our students are working full-time. We have a lot of parents who attend tech college, and there were just a lot of pressures during the pandemic for their time. So that hurt them. I mean, as always, we are... our enrollments are related to the economy. So right now we have a very high participation rate in the economy, which again takes time away from folks who are working and going to school at the same time. How much time do they have for school? So those are pretty common, but I think what's changed in a positive way for us here in Wisconsin is the focus that we have had on not just our high school students, and as President Rothman mentioned, you know, attracting them and getting high school students to come to college, but it's on getting all adults here in Wisconsin to pursue a higher education degree, to pursue our our 60 forward goal of increasing post-secondary credentialing. And the investments that we've made as a system and the legislature has made to do the support work that's required to get folks who have traditionally not been participants in higher education, have been underserved, I would say, to engage in that process.
More important now than ever due to the workforce.
More important now than ever. We cannot afford to allow somebody who's been previously incarcerated, an adult who, you know, maybe they graduated from high school 20 years ago, the industry that they had a career in is no longer booming here in Wisconsin. How do they change course and stay relevant? And we have really focused on making sure that we are institutions that provide service to those individuals as well, and I think that that's having a positive impact on our enrollments.
President Ruffman, how do you talk to lawmakers about why you need that 4% increase in funding if you have fewer students in seats, that decline in enrollment?
Well, I think it's twofold. One is I think we're seeing some uptick in our enrollment. I think that's the first point. But secondly, with that lower participation rate, we're not graduating enough people in this state right now to fill the jobs that are there. I just came out of the private sector less than a year ago, and I was an employer, and I saw how real and urgent that war for talent is in this state. If we are not successful in graduating the number of people that this state needs, the state's long-term economy is going to suffer. It's as simple as that. Those jobs will leave the state. And that's nurses, that's engineers, that's teachers, that's data scientists, that's people in the businesses, including people in the trades.
I mean, it is that
symbiotic relationship. It certainly does. And you look at the impact of inflation over the last couple of years. That's not what we base our request on. We base our request on we have these jobs in high-demand areas that need to be filled. Because part of this as well is for us to be great stewards of the resources that we get, that the legislature offers us. And the legislature had made enormous investments in education in this state over the years, for which we are thankful. We have to be good stewards of those resources as well, which means we have to use them efficiently. So it's not just the revenue side, it's also the expense side that we have to be watching and watching very carefully.
That Wisconsin Policy Forum report that highlighted enrollment challenges also talked about funding and discrepancies in funding, and some of the discrepancies between the technical college system and the UW system itself. Their report says technical college campuses receive more than 17,000 per pupil in state and local tax and tuition funding in 2021. That was the fifth highest in the nation and above the U.S. average of nearly 12,000. Funding for four-year campuses in Wisconsin was about 15,000 per pupil, ranking 43rd nationally. The U.S. average for four-year institutions is about 17,733. Dr. Foy, I know your communications team had said it's not really an apples-to-apples comparison. There's kind of nuance to those numbers. Do you think there is reason for concern, though, with that discrepancy between UW system funding and technical college system funding?
I think that both systems try to talk about their need for resources for the kinds of educational programs and students that they serve. So I don't see us in a competition for a zero pot of money. I think that Wisconsin has shown itself time and again to be committed to funding education at all levels, and they are asking us to do different things. So I think the Policy Forum report, you know, it wasn't too surprising to me actually that we compared favorably across the nation to other two-year institutions because for two reasons. One is that we are focused here in Wisconsin on technical education, which is the most expensive kind of education, and the expectation that we stay current with the world of work, with our technology, our equipment, our opportunities, and that we serve a broad array, the entire array of the population. So that means even the hardest to serve, the most expensive to serve students that require lots of supports. We're open enrollment institutions, so we take everyone where they're at and we serve them. So that's been a traditional. A lot of two-year colleges around the country offer gen eds, and that's all they offer. And
that's expensive.
I mean, that's just the reality. The other thing is that the tech college system here in Wisconsin has responsibilities that other two-year systems don't necessarily have. And the big one, of course, is adult basic education. We can't charge tuition for that. That's a decision the state made. But that's generally, I would say, more often the responsibility of a K-12 system in other states. So that's not recognized as an expense that we would have here in Wisconsin.
Your per student allocation
covers
those
reflects
costs.
That. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. The other, in terms of comparison to the 4 years, I think where it really doesn't make a lot of sense anymore is that the FTE measure of effort or expense is really based on seat time. It's a kind of an old way of thinking about what higher education organizations do, that we just teach people,
student.
That's all we do. It's classroom, it's a faculty member, and that is obviously very important. But the whole process of teaching someone and learning something, we now recognize involves treating the whole student and providing the supports for them that
more than just that classroom time.
More than just the seat time in the classroom. Mm-hmm. It's the outside of time they get to spend with their faculty. We were just talking about that before this started in terms of, you know, building a relationship, making a network, having research opportunities, having work experience, internship opportunities. So all of those things, a better measure of that and effort
per student,
our head count.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
President Rothman, I know you had said, called the report discouraging, and the UW system issued a statement about it. What do you think policymakers should take away from those rankings?
Yeah, and I would start out and say, like Dr. Foy said, I don't view this as a zero-sum game. I think it's fantastic that we're supporting, that the state is supporting. As a taxpayer, I think it's fantastic that we're supporting our technical colleges at that level. It is very concerning to me, though, as a university system to say we're 43rd in the nation, 43rd out of 50. And if we are going to have a world-class university system, we can't fund it at that level, because over time, if you want to be 43rd funded in the nation, you're going to have a 43rd ranked university system. It's that simple. You know, when you talk about these high-demand programs that we're working on, the engineering, the nursing, the data science, those are expensive programs. But that's where the future is going. That's where the future is going. When you look at a ChatGPT, the world is going to change. Dr. Foy talked about the dynamic change that we're going through right now. We need to have people who are facile and educated in those areas. You look at the demographics of our state. 25% of our state is age 60 or older. What is that going to mean for the demand for healthcare providers in the next 15 and 20 years? You know, if we don't solve those issues in this state and make the investments that are necessary, I worry about what Wisconsin looks like in 5 and 10 and 15 years. That's what this is about for me. So that 43rd ranking did bother me a lot, because
did it surprise you?
It surprised me. To be honest with you, it did surprise me. I know we had, you know, we have had funding challenges over the last 10 years in the system, but being 43rd in the nation, wow. You think about that in the context of the respect that this university system has outside of the state of Wisconsin. It really is incredible. When I got this job, I had partners who on the East Coast call me and on the West Coast call me and said, do you know how great a system the UW system is? And I said, yeah, I kind of do. I've lived here my entire life. I know the impact this system has. But you can't continue to do it at those financial support levels at the end of the day. And that's a policy decision that the legislature is going to need to make.
You've both been communicating support for each other's systems, it sounds like. You try to work complementary together. Do you believe, though, that legislators look at you as competing against each other for the same public dollars? Are you, in the Capitol anyway, pitted against each other in some ways?
I believe that legislators expect us to actually to work together. I think that's an expectation that's laid out frequently, publicly and in individual conversations, I'm assuming, with both of us. I certainly hear it. I think that we have a lot of great things to offer our citizens, and one of the most important ones is that they have options, and they have publicly funded organizations that are interested in their success. And when I say theirs, I'm talking about our students, but also our employer partners. And in order for us to be, truly committed to that, we have to build pathways of education. We have to build opportunities that are going to be available to them throughout their lives and their careers. We send thousands of technical college students and graduates to the UW system every year. And what may surprise some people is that there are thousands of UW students who come to tech colleges every year as well. And there's a lot of swirling, and that is very typical of how individuals pursue post-secondary education today. So it doesn't make a lot of sense for them as individuals or for either of our organizations to be on opposite sides or opposite teams. We're all on the same team of building educational pathways that get people into a better place in their lives, but also meet our economy and our employers' talent needs.
There always seem to be a fair share of politics when it comes to funding our university system and how much taxpayer support should go into the system. I know, President Rothman, you've been spending some time testifying in the Capitol around issues around diversity and inclusion and political diversity and free speech. Do you think you have adequately answered all of those questions and concerns from legislators?
Well, I keep going back, Lisa, that we are in a war for talent. And we need to be as inclusive as we possibly can to get our students and prospective students interested and coming onto our campuses and feeling that they're included. And that goes the same for the underrepresented student as it does for the disabled student, the veteran, the first generation student, and those students who have varied political ideologies and philosophies and viewpoints. We have to be inclusive if we're going to help Wisconsin solve that war for talent and be successful in that war for talent. That's what we're focused on. That's why I think DE&I is important for us, but it has to be inclusive.
Are you concerned that some legislators' perceptions around these issues might impact the amount of funding the UW system receives?
You know, I think we still have to talk about what's in the best interest of the state of Wisconsin. We need the nurses. We need the engineers. We need the teachers. How do we best achieve that? And I'm very open to continuing the conversation. I've been having those conversations, but we have to be that inclusive environment for everyone, for everyone.
What have your conversations lately been like with legislators? What questions do they still have about the amount of funding in your request?
They're, as they always are just interested in what are we doing? What are areas of interest of students? Where are we seeing demand from employers for graduates? And I think it's a lot of it has to do with just demonstrating, again, our outcomes. That's what we're focused on, creating opportunities and demonstrating that there's a return on the investment that legislators and the public make in us. And we've had a lot of success. There's obviously a lot of new members of the legislature this year and so are this session. And so, you know, it's a conversation about what is the tech colleges, what are they doing? Everybody knows their own college very well. I think the idea is, as a collective, what are we doing for the state? And we're happy to talk about that with anyone and everyone because I think there's some really great things going on.
So a few weeks ago, the Joint Finance Committee removed policy items from the governor's budget request, and among them were some of your priorities, including the tuition promise, other financial aid changes for students. Are you hopeful that any of those things that were removed policy-wise, for instance, tuition promise, will still get any support in the legislature, or what's the path forward?
Well, I came back, and the tuition promise for us was that the objective was to try to increase that level of participation, taking tuition off the table for students so that they could see a pathway to going on to a four-year institution. It was our attempt to try to help Wisconsin win the war for talent. We've set as a goal of increasing the number of graduates from system schools by 10% by 2028. That's one of those hairy, audacious goals that we're trying to achieve, but I think that's important for the state of Wisconsin.
Can you do that without additional state funding?
We're going to continue to do whatever we have to try to reach that goal. But that was one way that we looked at trying to do it. If it's not going to be that way and if the legislature is not open to that, what are the other options that we have to do it? I would note, though, last week Minnesota passed. I don't know if it's been signed by the governor yet, but signed a tuition promise that actually had a higher income level than ours. Ours was at $62,000. Theirs is at $80,000. It is more expensive than what we had put on the table. And I think we have to ask ourselves a question. Is Minnesota taking steps to make themselves more competitive in this war for talent than Wisconsin?
You talked a little bit about this. In the absence of increased financial aid for students from the state legislature, how are you able to support non-traditional or lower income students? I know that was part of your request too.
Right, and you know, we do have promise programs at almost all of the technical colleges. They are not publicly funded, however, they are raised, we privately fund them through fundraising. So that's that was a decision we made several years ago when we first built those programs. But I think we, both the UW system and our WICU private or nonprofit four-year partners and the tech college system are all invested in the financial aid changes that were proposed in the budget and have been taken out. We actually are very optimistic that those are going to be taken up by the legislature separately because they really are things that we've been working on collectively over almost a year now, or over a year now, and they're being driven in large part by changes at the federal level and to better align our system or our state financial aid programs with the federal Pell Grant program. Make it less confusing for students, make it less confusing for their families. And I think that those the legislature is interested in making those changes. It just wasn't, the budget wasn't seen as the right vehicle.
You're hopeful those policy changes will be made and then technical colleges can use their funding and the private funding for financial aid.
Correct, yes.
President Rothman, I know there's, we've talked a little bit about this changing perceptions around the value of higher education broadly. I was looking at a Wall Street Journal poll. More than half of Americans do not believe a four-year college degree is worth the cost. How do you respond to that changing perception?
Well, I look at it and say it is confusing to me at best. I really don't know how to take that because we are increasingly moving into a knowledge economy. We are increasingly moving into an economy that is much more sophisticated than it's ever been. And you look at it, and the economic data are unassailable. You will make more money if you have that four-year degree than if you have a high school degree, high school diploma. The involvement civically, the volunteerism, the health outcomes are all improved by having that higher education. And I think sometimes we hear anecdotes about someone saying that they incurred $200,000 or $300,000 worth of debt to get their undergraduate degree. My only comment on that is that if you've done that in a UW system school, you've been there way too long. We did an affordability study a year ago that said we are the most affordable public university system in the Midwest, I think even beyond that. So we are affordable. We're not affordable to everyone, though, and that's the challenge we have, and that was one of the bases for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise, to try to get more people in to increase that participation rate. So we are educating the number of eligible students at a level that will meet the needs of the state employers.
Dr. Foy, do you think that it's time to fundamentally change the way that higher education broadly is delivered? Do we need to respond to perceptions?
We absolutely do need to respond to perceptions. Students are our customers, and employers and the parents that fund them also are our customers, and they are asking us to behave differently. Affordability is obviously top of mind, but it's not just affordability. It's the scope of the services that we provide. It's the flexibility in how we deliver them. It's being student ready. I mean, we used to talk in the old days about how we needed to, you know, students needed to be college and career ready when they came out of high school. Now, as higher education institutions, we need to be ready for them. That means
wherever
we need to
at.
Understand, yes, that they have different needs, that they have different priorities. They don't want to necessarily go to school the same way that they used to, or they no longer are going to be satisfied with us dictating to them their options. The pandemic actually, inspired or demanded that we make a lot of changes that were happening slowly, and we had to make them very quickly. And so now the expectation of our students has skyrocketed. We are creative. We can change. We can do new things, and we can use technology in new ways. And they know that, so they are not. They're very impatient with us to move into the next iteration of ourselves. And, you know, we're excited about that in the tech college system because change is healthy and change is good.
So we are out of time, but I want to ask you both one final question. If you could be succinct, what are your expectations for your budget request? Do you think the legislature will meet your need?
I am hopeful, as I have ever been. The support for the colleges is very strong, and I've been very encouraged by those conversations. We're just going to have to wait and see.
What do you think?
I mean, I remain hopeful as well. I think the legislators have the best interests of the state of Wisconsin in mind. I know that, talking to them. And I think we have made a compelling case as to why a further investment in the UW system is good for the state of Wisconsin.
All right. Well, thank you to you both.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to our viewers. Make sure to tune in again as we highlight the issues and sit down with the decision makers who make a difference for all of us.
This program is a production of Wisconsin Eye, an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit media network with a mission to inform, educate, and engage the citizens of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Eye is the nation's first and only independently funded state civic broadcast network, providing gavel-to-gavel access to government proceedings and events at the state capitol.